So I thought I would go over a little bit, I don't want to say Aleph Beis, but just go over a Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, and we'll take it down, hopefully with some Yisodot. So the Mishnah says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, there's Ba'ar Ba'a Prakim Ha'olam Nidon. There are four times during the year that the world is judged. B'Pesach Ha'latvua. On Pesach, the world is judged concerning Tavua, concerning the crops for the coming year. B'Atzeret Al Peirot Ha'ilan. On Shavuos, we're judged concerning the fruits from the trees. And then Rosh Hashanah, Ko Bayolam Ovrim L'Fanav Kivnei Maron. On Rosh Hashanah, everybody passes before a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kivnei Maron, which the Gemara has different pshatim, but one pshat Gemara says Kibnei Imarna, like sheep. In other words, like the animals with Maser Behema. In other words, like you have a pen with the animals from Maser Behema, so only one animal goes out at a time. So the person is looking at animal A, animal B, animal C. It means a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings us in judgment individually. He calls our file up. He's looking at you know, each person by themselves to find out what's going on during the year with them. Shenemar hayotzer yachalibam avinam kol maaseim. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who created the world, is able to see into everybody's heart and to understand what takes place. And he understands l'kol maaseim. It means, like with people, you can fool them. With a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing to fool. Everything is the way it is. Then it says, "Ubachag nidonim l'mayim." On Sukkot, we're judged concerning the water for the year. So there are many, many questions one can ask on this Mishnah, and fortunately, we have a lot of mafarshim that ask all these questions and resolve them, or give different answers for them. So the first point that I want to make is from the Ran. The Ran says he understands that man is judged on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara has a limud based on Psukim on Daf Chet. The Gemara has, and we'll give reasons why man should be judged on Rosh Hashanah, but the technical reason the Gemara learns out, he says, Mereshit Shana V'yad Acharit Shana. The Gemara learns that on the beginning of the year, Kadosh Baruch decides at the end of the year what will be with it, and the Gemara ends up learning that month is Tishrei when the judgment comes down. It says, Kichok Yisrael, and the Gemara learns that that's the day of the Mishpat L'Elokei Yaakov. So he says, where did the Chazal get this idea that three other times in the year that we're judged? In other words, like here the Mishnah is introducing other dates during the year for judgment, right? It's saying that we're judged on Pesach, we're judged on Shavuos, we're judged on Sukkot, and where does that come from? So he says in Mistaber, and he quotes from the Gemara later on, so the Gemara brings a Braisa, the Gemara says that, Bepneima Amra Torah Avihu Omer Pesach Neisha Pesach Zaman Tuhu Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Avihu Panai Omer Pesach Neisha Parichem Tavua Shabbosadot. He says that we see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a mitzvah the Omer. So Omer is the meal, the barley that we offer on Pesach. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, and it's mistaber, that why am I offering this separate? In other words, it's out of the ordinary. In other words, like we have korbanon for Yontif, we have korbanon for Shabbos, we have korbanon for the daily. But then above and beyond all of that, on Pesach, we have a special korban minchada omer. So the Gemara is saying that's because we're judged on Pesach for the tevuah. We're judged on Pesach for the tevuah. And then then the Gemara says, Ubadeima amra Torah avyu shtei lechem ba'atzeret. Why does the Torah tell us to bring shtei lechem, or these two loaves of bread that are offered, that are waved with the two sheep on Shavuos? He says, Mibnei sha'atzeret zman peirot ha'ilan hu. Because Atzeret is the time of judgment for Peirot Ilan. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Avi L'Fanai Shtei Alechem Batzerek Baruch Hu Lehem Peirot Ilan. So Rashi explains how Shtei Alechem has that Peirot Ilan. So Rashi says that the Shtei Alechem is the matir to bring the Bikurim. In other words, once I bring the Shtei Alechem, now I have a heter to bring the Bikurim, which are the first fruit in the Beis HaMikdash. That's connected that way. And then Rashi quotes another pshat. He says that he's going like the opinion in Sanhedrin, Eicha Chal Adam Rishon Chita Haita, that somehow that the eights that Adam Rishon ate was a chita, a wheat tree, so in that way it relates to the period of Elon. And then he says, why does Torah tell us to pour the water libation on Sukkot? Shem says, pour the water so you'll be blessed with the water for the year. So now the Rana asks, he says, "V'tu kashli kev shadam nidom b'Rosh Hashanah." Since we say man is judged on Rosh Hashanah, he says, "Badai al kolam urot shelo daninoto." So certainly he's judged for tvuotav, for his crops, uperotav, his fruit, ushar asakav. So how do I understand the words of the Mishnah? The Mishnah just said there are four times during the year we're judged, and there's a judgment on Rosh Hashanah. So the Ran says there's a judgment on Rosh Hashanah. That's a whole enchilada. So I'm judged for how my fruits are going to do. I'm judged how the water is going to do. I'm judged for the tavua. So what are these other times in the year that I'm being judged for? So he says, excuse me. He says, so the Ran says, during the other three times of the year, so there's like a gross judgment for the world. In other words, like in a large section, in other words, how much water the whole world will get, how the Tavua is going to go generally, but individually, there's no Gezar Din for me. So it could be one way or the other way. It could be everybody's doing good, I could be doing bad, Chas v'Shalom, or everybody could be doing bad, and I could be doing good. So the Ran has been miyashev how this judgment works on Rosh Hashanah and when the other dates as well. Now, the Ran also takes up, why is it that man is judged on Rosh Hashanah? So we said that the Gemara has psukim on Daf Chet. This is Mereshit Shana v'Yarach Rit Shana. The Gemara learns based on the psukim that there's a judgment at the beginning of the year, excuse me, that goes for the whole year. But why should it be? Why should a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm watching the clock, we got it. And so why should it be a Kadosh Baruch Hu judges us on Rosh Hashanah? Why is that judgment day for us? Well, that's the question. So he says that and I'm cutting this, making this a little short. So he quotes from the Psikta. The Psikta darshens from the Pasuk, Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo, see God when he's found, to be found, that man is created on Rosh Hashanah, and on Rosh Hashanah he first sins. In other words, as soon as he's created, he sins with the Eitz Hadad. He sins with the Eitz Hadad, and then he's judged on that day, and then he's judged favorably. In other words, all things considered. In other words, it says Biyom Achol Chamin Motamut. So he does the Aveira. Please, okay, he does the Aveira, and yet he's able to, you know, escape the worst part of the judgment. In other words, it's a relatively favorable judgment. So he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam Rishon, says, Siman lebanecha. This is a sign for your progeny. Shim shamarat lefanai badin biyom zeh. Just like you stood before me on this day, Rosh Hashanah, biyatzat bedimas, and your judgment didn't work out too badly for you. You went out very well. So too, your progeny will also be judged. And here you see, it's you know, it was inherent in the Rambam. Okay, there's a question: who's judged on Rosh Hashanah? So the Rambam says, "Kol ba'ei olam," and here, right, and here the Gemara says that it's speaking about Adam and his progeny. That's all of humankind is judged on Rosh Hashanah. So he says, just v'kol ze'em, and he says that's on Rosh Hashanah. Now he says, "Af b'shvam yisho shem zalach chodesh hazeh moznayim." He says, and there's a sign in the sky. In other words, if you look at the signs of the zodiac, what's the sign of the zodiac for Elul? So I'm not an expert on astrology or astronomy, but it's Libra, in other words, scales. In other words, the scales. And so that's the sign of the zodiac at this time. So the Ran says, you see, Kibo Pelus Umozne Mishpat Hashem. So then, alright, now that's one way. Now, there's the Machloket in the Gemara, when the world was created. Was the world, you know, B'tishrei Nivra Olam or B'nisa Nivra Olam? So if we say B'tishrei Nivra Olam, so we have a Hesber for why Rosh Hashanah should be, why should we have judgment on Rosh Hashanah? That was when Adam Rishon was judged, and Melo us as well. But if the world was created in Nisan, let's assume the world's created in Nisan, so why is man judged on Rosh Hashanah? How does that work? So, I'm cutting this short here. So, so the Ran says, Venerly, Shiratzama comes Lakodi Shabadinam, Veratzaladun Yisrael Bazman Shuhukba Lakapara Laslicha. Hashem wanted to create a judgment day that's in the vicinity of the time, at a propitious time, like a time of forgiveness and kapara. And he says, We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like he was propitiated on Yom Kippur. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai after Klal Yisrael had sinned with the Egel, and then he was mispalel, and then Hashem says Salakti Kidvarecha. So Yom Kippur is nikba as a day of kapara, as a day of kapara. So he says, "Hukba yom slicha ledoro l'ficha gazar Hashem shehadam nidon b'Rosh Hashanah." He says that therefore Hashem decreed that man should be judged on Rosh Hashanah. Shetzadikim gurim nechtavim nechtamim la'alter l'chayim ubeinonim erei gazar dinam shlemenu nechtam alad yom kippurim. So I'm going to create, Hashem says, I'm going to create like a system of judgment in which the judgment is going to take place in the vicinity of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a very propitious time for slicha mechila. So the tzaddikim and the rishayim, I'm dealing with them on Rosh Hashanah. But then I'm going to create this period of time leading up to Yom Kippur, where everybody else, so the Torah is giving us time to review our actions via shuvah Hashem, and to return to Hashem. It says, in addition to which, he says, he wants to say, when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim, this period, Ran says, in other words, he's getting close. Hashem says, Salati kidvarecha. So the period leading up to it is already close to it. He's getting to it. He says, so therefore Hashem wanted to judge his creations at a time when it's like demarcated for slicha and kapara. All right, so those are some of the basic yesodot. We have basically 1 minute left. I'll take up any questions, capsules, anything we did so far. All right, let me just say two more things, and that'll be it. Again, I'm just guiding myself by Shkia. Shkia's at 6:52 tonight. So there's the Gemara says, this is in Rav Mirsky's Sefer Hegyoni Halacha. So the Gemara says, Amru Malachai Yishar Alvin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shalom, Neimai, Ein Yisrael Omrim Shira Lefanecha B'Rosh Hashanah Uviyom HaKippurim. The Malachim says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why doesn't Klal Yisrael say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So he says, Amar Lehem Melech Yosheva Kisei Din. So Hashem says, the king is sitting on the Kisei Din, that was the seat of judgment. V'sifrei chayim v'sifrei meitim p'tuchim lefanav. And the books of the living and the books of the dead are open in front of him. He says, "V'Yisrael omrim shira," and the Jewish people should recite shira on such a day. In other words, sometimes it's not the appropriate time. So the question is, what does it mean, sifrei chayim and sifrei meitim? What do those words mean? So I could translate it, the book of those who are destined to live and the book of those who are destined to die. But the way Reb Chaim Volozhiner understands it is not that way. Sifrei Chaim are the people who are alive, and Sifrei Meitim are the people who are no longer alive. In other words, that there's a judgment for them. So why is there a judgment for people who are no longer alive? They're dead. It's like, you know, you cashed in your pieces, you know, everything else. It's like, you know, you're finished. So why is that? Why is Sifrei Meitim? So he quotes from the Pachad Yitzchak. This is not Rav Hutner, Rav Yitzchak Lampranti, Pachad Yitzchak. So he says that there's when people in their life, you know, they interact with other people and do different actions, and there's a fallout from their actions. In other words, like let's say a person in his lifetime he established a yeshiva, so he's not alive anymore. But then the yeshiva continues on and is educating more and more talmidim as the year goes by. He keeps collecting in more zechuyos. And then conversely, sometimes a person does an aveira, and the aveira could be maybe he spent his days talking in Chazar Sashatz, and everybody learned from him. They said, if X could talk in Chazar Sashatz, I could talk in Chazar Sashatz. So now all the people who are busy talking Chazar Sashatz, that's adding into his Aveirot. He keeps collecting his returns on those Aveirot. So he gets those Aveirot. Or there could be Aveirot where he corrupted somebody. He taught somebody to go off the Derech HaTorah. So that's the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meitim. So there's much more to speak about this, but now we've really gotten to the Zman. So that's it. It should be good for everybody. Rabbi Tanan of Makash Mara Spark, self Yichel, through Pranam Kovach Vod, Shneem Har, and I, Fetzin Skoy, Yadil, Rabbi Adir.